Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Bank of America and its shareholders are on track to swallow a bitter pill that could cost upward of $16 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Two published reports today suggest that Bank of America could pay something in the range of $16 billion to settle with the government for alleged misconduct in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis. The Wall Street Journal and Deal Book and the New York Times are suggesting that the negotiations are nearing an endgame. In B of A's case, we're talking defective mortgages worth nearly $1 trillion that were sold. To help us understand what's at the center of this, let's welcome James Angel, finance professor at Georgetown University. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So this emerging settlement, if it really happens, has been hanging over B of A's head like a sword of Damocles. But remind me what the government claims B of A, like some other banks, may have done.
What B of A did is, in the midst of the financial crisis, they bought up two companies, Merrill Lynch and Countrywide. It turns out that one of the things that Countrywide did is they made a whole bunch of really bad loans and fraudulently sold them off to other investors. And Merrill Lynch was also involved in the same problem. It's as if they were selling bad houses with a lot of termite damage, where all they did was paint over it and sell it quickly, hoping that somebody else would fix the termite damage.
Now, a lot of folks are not perhaps in the mood to pity a huge financial institution like B of A, but should we pity them a little bit? It was Countrywide. It was Merrill Lynch.
From Bank of America's perspective, they would say, look, the feds were pressuring us to buy Merrill Lynch so they wouldn't have another big failure in their hands. And now we have all these big losses to clean up that we weren't anticipating when we bought them. And indeed, they could make similar arguments about Countrywide.
James Angel, finance professor at Georgetown, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Later today, President Obama is expected to sign legislation to pump about $17 billion into the Department of Veterans Affairs' struggling health care system. The agency came under fire, as you'll recall, from sometimes fatal delays for treatment and staff manipulating waiting lists. The money will go toward hiring more nurses and doctors and to allow some veterans to get care outside the VA system. But from the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has this.
Under this legislation, Congress wants veterans to get care pronto. That's why the feds will cover private doc visits for vets who either live 40 miles from a VA medical center or have waited more than 30 days for a visit. But Gary Augustine with Disabled American Veterans says vets, by and large, like what they get at the VA.
VA knows how to treat the post-traumatic stress, the different types of spinal cord injuries. Those are done better in the VA than any place else.
Former VA Administrator Dr. William Duncan says the challenge is providing timely care and keeping vets tethered to the VA. Duncan knows peeling people away, even temporarily, means connecting them to other providers who may be even less functional.
There's a lot of doctor's offices that are not electronic. It depends on paper. Paper gets lost. It's a mess.
Duncan hopes the money to hire more doctors and nurses will add capacity, but he warns whether this money is well spent or not will depend on whether the VA can build smart systems to track and treat their patients. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
One of the biggest business and policy stories of the decade in Mexico is developing, where the Senate there has approved the centerpiece of a new plan for the country's oil industry. The decision ends the 75-year-old long monopoly held by the state-owned company Pemex. Privatizing is on the way. Here with more on radical change for one of Mexico's most powerful institutions is Leon Krause, the anchor and longtime correspondent for Univision News. Leon, good morning.
David, hi, good morning. A pleasure talking to you. Yes, well, this has been quite historic. Pemex has basically been the government's cash cow for more than 7 decades. It pays the highest tax rate of any oil company in the world, close to 60%. It has an immense and famously corrupt union. with fantastic pension packages that I envy, David. Add to that the decline in production and, well, you have the recipe for disaster. Amazingly, for a company with such potential, Pemex loses money, billions of dollars worth of money every year. So reform was really needed.
Indeed, I see that a third of the Mexican federal budget comes from revenue that came through Pemex. So it is quite a step to think about privatizing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this set of reforms effectively break up Pemex's monopoly and opens the company up to private investment, the energy sector. This is unheard of, and at least the Mexican left and a good part of Mexican society was against it. There is no single issue that ignites political passions in Mexico like the sanctity of Pemex, so you can figure out how difficult it was to reform it. But it's happened now, and I think that all in all it's good news, although there's a couple of caveats.
Well, let's actually get to that. So reform, one would hope that would also bring some transparency, less corruption, but there's a lot of money that flows around Mexico's energy sector that might lend itself to corruption.
Yes, and the government promises transparency, but given Mexico's history with privatizations gone wrong, many Mexicans are worried that the state won't have the means or willingness even to control rampant corruption. Privatization that will benefit a few and won't improve the lives of ordinary Mexicans. All in all, I think it will be an important time to be a journalist in Mexico. We have to keep an eye out for the many things that can go wrong when billions, trillions of dollars are involved.
Leon Krause, Univision News anchor, and like all good anchormen, also a correspondent. Thank you very much, Leon.
Thank you so very much, as always.
And for an especially portable way to consume our journalism, there's a new Marketplace app you can get in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Nothing like the sound of my own voice to while away a long car ride. Ask my family, they'll tell you. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.